Now, the New South Wales government has allowed certain venues across the state to extend their opening and closing times for special events like the Australian Open, the Men's Singles Final, the Tamworth Country Music Festival and, of course, the Asian Cup. Minister for Racing Paul Toole said the later trading times are part of the government's support for major cultural sports that boost entertainment options and support local economies. The current standard closing time is 10 p.m. Sunday night, but it's been extended to midnight for the Australian Open Men's Tennis Final on January 27. Well, really, that's just sensible, isn't it? Venues in Tamworth can open until midnight during the Country Music Festival. Many venues have been approved to open to show the Socceroos and the Asian Club. They'll be playing after midnight. The Minister, Paul O'Toole, is on the line. Minister, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Good afternoon, Luke.
What governs an event and how big it has to be to get the trading hours changed? I mean, obviously, when you give people an inch, they'll try to take a mile. So how do you define what is and is not significant enough to allow trading times to be extended?
Well, I think what we do is we have a look at, you know, history, and we have a look at those events that certainly draw lots of patronage around New South Wales. And we also speak to the industry, so we know that there's going to be an influx of people going to clubs and pubs during this particular time. And there are special events that are held throughout the year where we've actually made these extensions in the past. And what we want to do is we want patrons to go out. We want them to enjoy the longer hours that are on offer. But also it shows how patriotic we are here in this country by supporting some of our sporting champions and also some of those major cultural events that we see happening here in this country.
And you see, I am a supporter of the trading hours being restricted after what happened. Someone had to make a statement that behaviour wasn't good enough, and I think that's done that. But this is almost, it seems to me, a way of the state saying, look, in significant cases, we will be flexible. We will do, you know, what a city the size of Sydney should do.
Yeah, look, and I think that's it, Luke. And I think sometimes it gets lost a little bit in the discussions that are out there. But, you know, as the minister, this is something that I've been doing now for a couple of years. We've got some major events that we see take place here in this state. We've seen Vivid Sydney. We've had things like the NRL Grand Final. And we've had extended trading hours being available for those particular events. And as you said, we've got the Australian Open Tennis Men's Final, the Tamworth Country Music Festival. We've got the Football Asian Cup that are all going to be highlighted over the coming weeks. And what we are rightfully doing is making changes so that people can go out. And we want people to go out. We want people still to be responsible. But we want them to be able to enjoy that time, socialise with one another, but also, you know, see some of these special events that are going to be shown at these venues on the big screen. And if we actually allow the clubs and pubs to know about it now, they can also ensure that they're putting all the preparations in place, whether it be for extra security, whether it be for, you know, putting on additional gigs or festivals on the night as well as a part of these extended trading hours. So, you know, we can continue to do this, and it is important that we continue to do so.
Yeah. Do you go to them or do they come to you? For example, did Tamworth say, hey, we've got this big music festival up here for a couple of weeks, any chance we can get a hand? Does it work like that or the other way around?
Well, it's a bit of both. So I think it's a bit of both. So I think we know which are some of those big festivals that are coming up throughout the year, but we also speak to the industry, and we also know where there's going to be pressures and where there's going to be demand. So each of them are assessed as well as to, you know, previous history, you know, behaviour in some of those events as well, and, you know, the record as well of that area. So when we see people doing the right thing, when we see people are going out enjoying themselves, then we can continue to, you know, ensure that we have extended trading hours for people to go out and enjoy these events and activities that take place here in the state.
Good stuff. Good to talk, Paul. All the best.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Minister for Gaming and Racing, Paul Toole.